Listening Library presents A Hardy Boy's Mystery, The House on the Cliff, by Franklin W. Dixon. Read for you by Bill Irwin. Chapter 1. Spying by Telescope. So you boys want to help me on another case? Fenton Hardy, internationally known detective, smiled at his teenage sons. Dad, you said you're working on a very mysterious case right now. Frank spoke up. Isn't there some angle of it that Joe and I could tackle? Mr. Hardy looked out the window of his second-floor study as if searching for the answer somewhere in the town of Bayport where the Hardys lived. Finally, he turned back and gazed steadfastly at his sons. All right, how would you like to look for some smugglers? Joe Hardy's eyes opened wide. You mean it, Dad? No, just a minute. The detective held up his hand. I didn't say capture them. I just said look for them.
Even that's a big assignment. Thanks for giving it to us, Frank replied.
The lean, athletic detective walked to a corner of the study where a long, narrow carrying case stood. Tapping it, he said, You boys have learned how to manipulate this telescope pretty well. How would you like to take it out onto that high promontory above the ocean and train it seaward? The place I mean is 2 miles north of the end of the bay and 8 miles from here.
That would be great, said 17-year-old blonde-haired Joe, his blue eyes flashing in anticipation.
Frank, who was a year older than his brother and less impetuous, asked in a serious tone of voice, Dad, have you any ideas about the identity of any of the smugglers?
Yes, I do, Mr. Hardy answered his